This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. We're on Parler, at the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, to find out more information. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, you'll be able to hear us right there on that website streaming live. Now, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning. All the baseball fans are up early in the hotel next door. They're standing outside the window clapping because they know you're on the air.
All right.
And if you believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you that goes over Miami. Okay, here we go. Are you ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to start with the obvious, and that's what happened last night in the House of Representatives. The For the People Act, H.R. 1, passed 220 to 212. Now, this is a very dangerous bill that probably doesn't have enough traction to pass as it stands in the Senate, because it's going to take 60 votes to get it there. You are aware of that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and that could be a big-time problem. Now, it did pass 220 to 212 in the House. It just is a bad bill for America. It totally destroys the election system as we know it. It gives total and complete control of state elections to the Democrats, and I do mean the Democrats, because they're the party in power, and that would be the worst thing that could happen to America.
Not only that, but it also went to, by giving it total control to the Democrats, and everything that they impact, such as our border issues, everything, and our cities, as bad as they are now, they would even get much worse, because they would have total control. There would be no recourse for Republicans or others to fight everything that they want to continue to roll out. Because don't think it would just stop at this bill. It's just a door opener to more and more and more, just a never-ending bill. Never-ending, literally.
Uh-huh.
So it's terrible stuff. You're correct.
Right. Now, Governor Andy Cuomo apologized yesterday, but was it for the alleged sexual misconduct and the nursing home deaths both, or no?
Well, he just said that he didn't what did he say exactly? In fact, I wrote it down. He says, I apologize, but denies touching anyone inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't really apologize completely, in my opinion. So
no.
He's I think he's in hot water that he's not going to get out of.
No, because the New York State Attorney General, again, has announced that that criminal investigation is moving on, and they are bringing in some more people that were in the administration to talk about different roles that they had. Matter of fact, I just saw a headline here on Fox. I didn't catch the headline, but at the top of the hour, they had something going on there. Now, the other thing is President Biden has got a huge problem emerging on the southern border with Mexico. He basically told the people early on that he was going to let them into the United States, and one of his priorities the first 100 days was going to be to let the people come in and grant them citizenship, the ones that were here, the Dreamers, this, that, and the other. So naturally the message got on down the line, oh, come on, let's go. We're ahead of the Migo. We're going to get there. We're going to get in, and they're going to give us three hots and a cot, and we're going to be rich, and we're going to be American. Oh, yeah. That's what's going on.
And to add insult to injury, Biden also made it clear to these various countries that are sending us their worst individuals that he wants to relieve the Corona China virus situation in those countries by taking in those they choose to send to our country.
Well,
now,
we
that's
had
not if that's not enough to make infuriate the American citizenry. I don't know what it is.
We had 108 people yesterday that had tested positive, migrants, illegals, and they loaded them up on a bus, and they sent them somewhere. We don't know where the somewhere is where they went. And I say bus, it's buses. But they loaded them up on a couple buses and sent them somewhere. Have no idea where they went, but these people tested positive. Do you have any idea if they come into contact with, say, oh, I don't know, 10 people each? They could literally infect about 100,000 people very easily.
Yeah, and they could give, depending on where they go, they could give local politicians and some governors of particular states the excuse to once again come out with these restrictions and shut things down as well.
Yeah, well,
and also, speaking of border problems, there have been people crashing through.
All right, hold on. You're going to run out of time. Okay, I know what you're talking about, and we're going to get into that, too. That horrible accident with the people that died, the smugglers, the coyotes go through the fence. Actually, they cut a hole in the fence and then drove through it. They did it such that when they drove through, it was kind of like a swinging door. But I'll be right back with more. And Rod Edwards, don't go anywhere.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I recently heard a minister say that President Trump is not in the White House now because of arrogance and too many tweets. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, so is arrogancy in tweets now more egregious than the United States under the Biden doctrine of forcing nations around the world to accept U.S. taxpayer dollars to promote and fund abortions, stop the construction of our southern border wall, block deportation of illegal border crossers, and allow them to roam throughout our republic? Rejoin the World Health Organization, the commitment to rejoin the horribly expensive Iran nuclear arms deal, in the Muslim travel ban, force schools to allow transgenders to participate in girl sports, reverse transgender military bans, and stick taxpayers with the cost of paying for transgender operations, re-enter Paris climate accords that could help decimate our ability to remain energy independent and allows China to pollute at will, Biden's commitment to fast-track DACA and give millions of illegal border crossers citizenship and amnesty. I don't know about you, but I believe Biden's agenda will soon prove much worse than Trump's alleged arrogancy and tweets. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And right now, I got to tell you this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Maus Acura, spelled M-A-U-S. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. The MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with 345 horsepower standard. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. Wow, does that feel fantastic? Now, Maus Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Maus Acura comes with Maus Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, at MausAcura.com. M-A-U-S, MausAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do, you're going to get another nice discount associated with your purchase. All righty. And Ron Edwards is here with us again from Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I was trying not to choke when I said that, because the people outside the window keep reminding me that you're on the radio. So there you go. Now, look, we talked about the border, but I'm going to move on here. Joe Biden ripped the Republican governors of Texas and Mississippi after they lifted the COVID restrictions, calling them Neanderthal-thinking individuals. Well, I think the Neanderthal is Joe Biden.
Absolutely, and the Neanderthals are also the people, the individuals that are coming into this country and creating havoc and bringing diseases with them. Those are the Neanderthals. And,
yeah, but the years ago, they used to all go to Detroit, but you get that problem solved.
No one wants to go to Detroit anymore.
No, they'll go to Cleveland now.
They're building a wall around Cleveland.
I hope so. Okay. No, but the fact of the matter is that it's, you know, come on, Joe Biden. Texas's numbers are way back. Mississippi's numbers are way down. Florida's numbers are way down. And by the way, we got rid of our mask mandate. And by the way, we'll be the next state that'll open everything up. You watch and see. We'll have football stadiums full in the not too distant future.
Captain, you know, he's saying one thing, but it means another. It's not about. He understands. I think he's intelligent enough to understand that the things are much better in Texas, Mississippi, Florida, comparatively even in Ohio, where you have more opening just recently. He knows things are better in those states. But Biden and the rest of the Democrats and the rhinos, it's not about improving our lives. Mm-hmm. It's about control. He's pissed off because they're not clamping down on the people and creating misery. The leftists, it's all about creating misery and bringing harm to we the people. When has, in recent years, when have Democrats and leftists, or I guess it's all one and the same now, ever came up with solutions for our benefits? Every time you have real solutions brought to the fore, the Democrats oppose them. Mm-hmm. And this is simply another case of that. And this president is as guilty as anyone else of trying to obstruct real progress for we the people, and trying to destroy our liberties and all of that. And so you guys in Florida, you're blessed with a wonderful governor. Texas has a great governor.
Yep.
You guys are doing great stuff. And Biden and company does not like that.
By the way, here's the ticket for 2024. I think it's going to be Pompeo and Christy Noem, or Pompeo and DeSantis. And I hope he doesn't get into it. I hope he stays as governor.
Yeah, you guys need him for one more term.
Yep.
And then I would love to see a DeSantis as president.
That could happen.
He's stupendous.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone line, because we got one of our famous, world famous question askers on the phone, Bagamon Bob, with a world-famous question. Go on. I know you're laughing, but go on.
Hello, Captain.
Go ahead.
Hello. Anyway, just coming back from my tour around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, wanted to know, why can't a future president or the future, they undo this voting bill that they just passed? In other words, I know the president could undo executive orders in the future. It can't Congress or the Senate undo this last voting bill if they pass, if it were to pass in the future? All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, first of all, it only passed the House, H.R. 1, right, Ron?
Correct.
What is it? What does it need to get on the floor of the Senate?
Well, it needs 60, I believe it needs 60 votes.
You think they're going to get 10 Republicans to vote for this to get it on the floor of the Senate for a vote? Do you think
I don't see that happening.
No, because every one of them would wind up getting primaried, number one,
yeah.
And a lot of them would lose, number two, and they don't want to lose.
Yeah, they're not, you know, the Republicans, even the Rhinos, are not that stupid. So, no, it's not going to get past the Senate. I think it's dead. It's going to be dead on arrival. It's not dead on arrival. It will die in the process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't disagree with you. Now, let's talk about Virginia and Forsyth County. Fairfax County, sorry. Have you been keeping track of this?
Yeah, this asinine situation where they want to ban or have flag restrictions with no exceptions, even for the American flag. And that's what it's really all about. That's the crux of the matter. You've got some leftist yahoos. I've seen this in other counties around the country in past years, where they want to use flag restrictions as a way to forbid people from flying the American flag because certain people in neighborhoods are now offended by seeing the red, white, and blue. But my advice to individuals in these particular situations is to go ahead and fly your flags en masse. Neighbors, get out there together and fly your flags, and if you have to go to court and fight this madness. Because to not to allow the flying of the American flag, I mean, that's like, I don't know.
The big stink is the flagpoles and the size of the flags on the big flagpoles. They don't like that. They want to have no pole higher than 25 feet and no flag bigger than 24 feet square, which means six by six.
That's crazy. One of the things I love, like when I go to Texas and you see that huge Texas flag.
Mm-hmm.
Or huge American flags when I go to, you know, to other states where they still celebrate our country.
Mm-hmm.
You love seeing that. I do anyway. And for some yahoo, some knuckle draggers to want to forbid people from flying large American flags, it's ridiculous, and we've got to slap that down.
Now, a couple of things about Facebook. Facebook and Apple have joined corporate groups pushing the Dreamer legislation in a letter to senators, and Facebook is all about lifting the political ban now that they themselves imposed after the 2020 election and shut down Donald Trump and company. Now, I guess they lost a whole bunch of money, huh?
Well, they lost money, and now that the election is over, they think they've gotten their way. Trump's not in office, and so then they want to go ahead and allow the political, money. So that's what that's about. They've gotten rid of who they want to, and so it all is well in their regard. And yes, I believe they've lost some money too. But the big deal is that they got their wish through the cheating.
Yep. All right, here comes the music. I'll let you go, and I will talk to you on Tuesday. Have yourself a great week, and we'll be playing at Edwards Notebook on the weekend.
Absolutely. You take care.
Bye. All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And when we come back, Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy. I got a couple of questions here for him. We're going to find out how an airplane flies. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Emmy award-winning New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo addressed sexual harassment accusations Wednesday, saying he never touched anyone inappropriately. Between these serious allegations and the nursing home death cover-up by Cuomo, there's a bipartisan call for Cuomo to resign. He says he will not leave office. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill on Wednesday banning controversial police tactics and easing away for lawsuits against officers violating suspects' constitutional rights. By a vote of 220 to 212, it happened days before former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin goes on trial on a state murder charge in the death of Floyd last year. Chauvin's defense released a video showing packets of drugs in Mr. Floyd's mouth and have maintained an overdose as the cause of death. Seven college students died and four were injured during a tragic incident in La Paz, Bolivia, when a railing collapsed, sending them falling from a fourth-floor balcony. Tuesday's incident took place at the Public University of El Alto, USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty. And for more information on the National Aviation Academy, you can call 800-659-2080 and ask for Bo, right, Bo?
Yeah, that's correct.
And they'll get a hold of you, and you'll give them the skinny.
Sure, absolutely. You know, just give me a call, and if I'm in my office, I'll take a minute, talk to you, and explain any question or answer any questions you may have.
Now, what you and I always talk about, and we'll get to what we're going to talk about here in a minute, is the fact that, in my opinion, if you're going to have a career change or you're looking for a job, and this is a lifetime career as an aviation maintenance tech, because you can basically get a job anywhere in the world, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been working on civilian aircraft in the civilian world for 21 years now, 22 years. The job market's always been good to me. I mean, have I gone through some tough times in the industry? Absolutely. But, you know, 2-3 days a week, I had another job, and I was back working.
But the main thing is they should take the tour of the facility, either the one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, and find out exactly what they're getting involved in, because this is a lifestyle, it is a career change, and they're going to find out when they get involved in it, if they haven't already been around airplanes, that it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sure, sure. We're working in the aviation maintenance business. It is a lot of fun. Being around aircraft, it's a good time. You work with a lot of individuals from a lot of different backgrounds. Everybody's got the same goal in mind, and that's to keep the flying public safe and, work on the aircraft and make a good living for yourself. That's what everybody's goal is.
Now, I've got a question I'm sitting on here from Brian in San Antonio, Texas. He wants to know how in the world that United 777 with one engine on fire and blowing apart, did that thing stay in the air? How in the world did that aircraft stay in the air?
So, today's modern aircraft, obviously, we see aircraft with 3-4 engines on them. Now, majority of airplanes have 2 engines on them. Those aircraft are designed to safely land and to make a trip if they have a failure of one of those engines. And also, there was a catastrophic failure of, I think it was the right engine on that 777.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the aircraft itself, the design of the aircraft, the other engine has enough thrust and power to safely land that aircraft and make it to an airport. And, what exactly happened with that engine, I'm not 100% sure. But, from what I saw and read, the engine itself and the design of the engine did exactly what it was supposed to happen. Obviously, there was some sort of catastrophic failure, but the shields inside the engine case and the cowlings did their job. They kept any of the shrapnel when the engine blew apart from piercing the wing or the fuselage. The engine caught fire. Obviously, if you listen to the tapes, the air crew, the pilots, extremely calm and cool. No problem whatsoever. And they landed the aircraft safely, and everybody on board was safe. So it's a testament to the technology. It's a testament to the training that the pilots have. And, it's a testament to the entire aviation world here in the United States and around the world of how well aircraft are built, how well they're maintained. And, from time to time, you do have an incident. Majority of time, there is no catastrophic incident. It's a problem. I'm sure it's scary for the individuals on board. I've been on aircraft that have had problems in the past. For the most part, it's routine exercise. The pilots are well trained. They know exactly what to do. The redundant systems on the aircraft take over, and everybody makes it to the ground safely.
Well, I regard that pilot the same I do as Sullenberger. Remember Sully?
Yeah,
absolutely. Because he got that plane on the ground, and I mean, what would have happened if he'd lost that wing? We would have been talking about a lot of people. Yeah.
No, obviously, no aircraft's going to fly missing a wing or a significant portion of a wing. It's about airflow and aerodynamics at that point. You got to have the proper airflow over the wings to produce lift, above and below the wing, and you got to have the right amount of thrust coming out of those engines. But today's modern aircraft, redundant systems on them, it is still the safest mode of travel out there. There is nothing safer and more efficient than flying in an airplane.
So you got a question off the internet here. Rick in San Diego wants to know when the next class starts. He doesn't say where, but I'm assuming Florida.
So here in Florida, we have a day shift class starting March 12th, I believe. But if you check our website, it's going to be on there. All of our class listings are on there for our Concord, Massachusetts campus and our Clearwater, Florida campus. So we got a day class starting here. We got a day class starting up in Concord here real soon also. And then, of course, we got a night class beginning in April, I believe. But check our website. All the class start dates are listed.
Okay, and I'm talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Now, The website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. The phone number to call is 800-659-2080. And if you call that number, 800-659-2080, you want to set up a tour at either the Concord Mass location outside Boston or the one in Clearwater down here in Tampa Bay and take a look at what they have to offer. Now, if I call you up and say, I'm interested, I want to take a tour, what am I going to see?
If you call up, you want to take the tour of the facility, you know, depending on what facility you want to go to, Massachusetts or here in Florida, you know, what you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of students in the building. You're going to see, you know, different types of training going on within the different terms inside the building. So you're going to see students all the way from, you know, essentially the beginning process where they're in the general subjects all the way through the airframe and power plant processes. You know, to students that are getting ready to graduate that already have their general and power plant or general airframe ratings and moving into either their power plant or their airframe rating, whichever one they have left to do. So you'll get to see students throughout the entire process from beginning to end, the different types of equipment, the different types of setups that we have. You know, obviously that's going to vary a little bit from campus to campus, you know, the type of equipment that you'll see, but it's all very similar and the same.
Okay, I got a question from Sam, and Sam is in Ferguson, Missouri. Wasn't that where they had the?
No, I think it's where they had.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, Sam's in Ferguson, Missouri. He says, I've heard a lot of really good things about aviation maintenance techs, and I'm thinking seriously about it. There's a school over here, but I'd rather go to school in Florida. And he's saying, how long is the course, number one? And number two, is it true that you can make as much as $100,000 a year quickly?
So down here in Florida, we run two programs. We run a 14-month aviation maintenance technology program that's going to get your airframe and power plant ratings, or it's going to get you to the prerequisites to be able to take those exams offered by the Federal Aviation Administration. Then we have a 21-month aviation maintenance professional course. That is the 14-month course combined with the advanced aircraft systems course that's going to get you some more industry-recognized credentials. Up in Concord, Mass., we have the 14-month aviation maintenance technology course. You know, as far as money goes, if you go on our website, you can check the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they'll tell you the average median income of an aviation maintenance technician. You know, so everyone's ability to make money is relative to that individual. You know, and what I've always told the students, if you need to make $40,000, to live the life you want to live, then you need to make $40,000. If you need to make $200,000 to live the life that you need to live, then you need to make $200,000. You know, you have to work hard. You have to put in that effort in order to earn that money. But, you know, go to our website. We have all of the information there, consumer information, and it'll have links to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and things like that about the average median income of aircraft mechanics.
And again, folks, I'm talking to Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. The website is naa.edu, naa.edu. Go there and check it out and schedule a tour at either the campus in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. And I'll be coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free, up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market.
market are compelling. But investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Larry Elder. We appreciate that. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. They will come to you. Now, all you have to do is stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And be really nice and really polite, and you might get some of that great top-secret pastry that's in the back room there. All right, I'm back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Hello, Bo.
Good morning.
First of all, a couple things here. Hello to
Oops, just covered up your message there, Fred. Hello to Fred in Fort Lauderdale. Thanks very much for the kudos and a great question. And now we have a question from Fort Lauderdale. An aviation maintenance tech 10 years ago wants to get back into it. What does he have to do?
So for somebody that has aviation experience, you know, first question is, do they have an airframe or power plant certification, you know, from the Federal Aviation Administration? If that's the case, obviously that airframe and power plant rating is still valid. It's a matter of getting an employer to hire you. Now, if you're coming out of the military and you were working on aircraft in the military and you never got your airframe and power plant certification, really what you need to do is start looking for a job. But you can also go to the local flight safety district office for the Federal Aviation Administration, take your training records, and see if you can get signed off with an 8610-2 for credible experience. Depending on what kind of experience you have in the military or coming out of the military, you know, that may be possible. So if you have any questions about that, because it's a little bit of a complicated answer without knowing very specifics about the individual and their individual experience, you know, give me a call at National Aviation Academy and, you know, ask for Bo Browning and I'll be more than happy to sit down and talk more in depth with you about it.
Charlie in Chicago wants to know if he goes to Massachusetts to the school in Concord, Massachusetts, is there a place to stay? Is there a campus? Is there a dorm? What's a living like?
So National Aviation Academy at both of our campuses in Florida and in Massachusetts, we do not have dorms. We have a student services department that can assist you with finding suitable housing while you're an active student. So what they'll do is they have some relationships with different housing providers, and they can assist you in getting in contact with those individuals to set up your housing, you know, if you're interested in coming to either one of our campuses. You know, obviously, you know, you have to be prepared to be able to financially afford that housing. And as you go through the enrollment process, everybody will be there to help you, to tell you the things that you need to be prepared for, and, you know, what you need to do in order to secure housing, and or if you need some assistance, find a temporary job while you're in school.
Let's talk about the Space Force for a minute, because the commanding officer of the U.S. Space Force, Chief General John Raymond, talked about the fact that space is now the wild, wild west. Suppose you become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, there's got to be something there along the line that might help you should you want to go in and enlist and become part of the Space Force.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. It's something that's new, that they've been talking about here a lot recently. I have not personally looked into it to see exactly what it all entails, but I know there's a big push going on right now within the government and the military agencies to get that up and running. If you're a young person, you have the opportunity to get into the Space Force, I say go for it. I mean, it seems like it'd be very interesting. There's opportunity there,
yeah.
Especially with, you know, so many civilian contractors getting into the space race. You know, Elon Musk, you know, you got four, five, six different companies that are trying to get all these spaceships up and going. You know, they're very serious about, you know, taking people into space, you know, different kind of tours and things like that.
And Musk just did some sort of a test for that deal that he's got. I guess it's a spaceship, an orbiter or something.
Yeah.
They were trying to get it up in the air and then land it, and it never really got very far up in the air, and kaboom, that was it.
Yeah, it caught fire or exploded or something once it touched back down, you know, from what I was reading.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of opportunity there. You know, if you're a young person, you know, thinking about the military, and you have the opportunity to get into the Space Force, I said, you know, go for it, you know.
I knew this question would happen sooner or later. This is from Don. Don's in Atlanta. He says, I love sports. Which would be a better place for me to go to, Tampa or Concord? Well, being as how I'm a homeboy here, Tampa!
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up in Florida. You know, I've been a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan since 1976.
This is title town this year.
So, you know, we do have all the titles this year. You know, our baseball team fell one game short, but, you know, that's the way it is. So, for me, it really depends. Do you like the snow and the cold, or do you like the warm and the beach?
That's a question.
Yeah, you know, which one?
Yeah, he's in Atlanta, so I would think that Don. I don't know about it, you there, Don, but I've been in Atlanta when it snowed, an inch of snow in Atlanta, they're going all over the place.
Yeah.
So I think
there is a reason why I always come back to Florida.
Yeah. All right, now here's a young lady that just chimed in with a question. Her name is Victoria, and Victoria's saying, I'm in the Air Force now. I'm not in the aviation end of things. I'm a clerk, a clerical clerk, but I do the paperwork for the mechanical service for the aviation maintenance techs. I see things all the time, and I've been very curious about it. I'm beginning out of the Air Force July after 4 years. What would be the procedure for me? Do I go through my division, or do I contact you folks?
So obviously you know you're going to get out, so you're preparing to separate. So one of the most important things you can do anytime you're preparing to separate, unfortunately, you know, for a lot of us, we're not given this kind of information, is go through the separation process, make sure you get all your benefits, health benefits, education benefits, make sure you understand them. Make sure you understand what you're rating. Get all that stuff lined up prior to separating. It's going to be much easier for you, you know, to do it prior to your separation than it is after your separation. You have access to more of the people right there on the base. So get all that stuff lined up. Contact National Aviation Academy or contact one of the other AMTSs. I always, you know, tell people, you know, there's 178 roughly aviation maintenance technician schools in the United States. Compare them, see if which one has the best stuff to offer you. If the National Aviation Academy is that choice, you know, come see us, talk to us. We will help you transition as far as your GI Bill post 9/11, I would assume, GI Bill benefits. You know, but make sure you understand your benefits. Make sure, you know, the best advice I can give to anybody, make sure you understand your benefits, get your health benefits, your education benefits, you know, all of your benefits as you separate. Make sure you understand them and prepare yourself to separate. You know, the more you know, the easier that transition is for you.
Well, Bo, time flies when you're having fun. Thanks very much for coming in and answering the questions, and hopefully a number of people got some good stuff out of that. The other thing is, don't forget, folks, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. The phone number is 800-659-2080. That number is 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their facilities, either the facility in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. Thanks a lot, Bo.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Now, I'll be coming up Saturday at Burt's Barracuda down there on 49th Street. It's a Clearwater address, but everybody knows it's Pinellas Park. Now, I want to invite you to join me this Saturday, March the 6th, for the unveiling of the Harley-Davidson Memorial. It's a motorcycle. Remember, Harley-Davidson had a very important role in defending our nation's freedom during World Wars I and II, plus Korea and Vietnam, with motorcycles that were used by the scouts to do a lot of the things they did. And you can enjoy live entertainment from the Bearded Brothers Band, food from the Veterans Food Truck. You can bring your appetite along with you. And this is a family-friendly event. Come on down. Bring the kids. Now, be there early for the Color Guard, the National Anthem. Everything starts at 10 a.m. Join me at Burt's Barracuda this Saturday, the 6th, just north of US 19 on 49th Street, across the street from Quaker Steak and Lube. For more info, you can go to Burt's, B-E-R-T-S, BurtsBarracuda.com. All right, I'll be back tonight with a lot more stuff on the radio. Keep your eyes on what's going on today. Nothing will happen in Washington, D.C. Mark my words. Nothing. Nada. Zip. Zero. I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.